WTOP became Washington's all-news station in 1969, News Radio 15 on the AM dial. In 1982, the ratings weren't great, but WTOP was building a reputation as providing information that people needed to hear.
On Wednesday, January 13th, I'm home, and I always had the scanners on, and I hear National Airport talking about an aircraft down at the 14th Street Bridge.
Reported an Eastern Airlines jet that crashed down on the 14th Street Bridge, okay, engine 16.
It turns out the first dispatch for DC Fire and EMS got the airline wrong. It was Air Florida Flight 90.
I worked my way through the back roads of Crystal City and Pentagon City to get to what was then the Twin Bridges Marriott right near the bridge.
Dave Statter wasn't yet a reporter at WTOP.
Went up onto the top floor. Somebody had a room door open. I asked if I could come in and was out on the balcony and used their phone to give WTOP their first reports of the Air Florida crash.
We have several other WTOP reporters on their way to the scene.
It's going to be difficult for them. They're having to hike in. Dave McConnell is trying to make it on foot now.
I'm on the 14th Street Bridge near the Virginia side.
One time I called in to do a report, and I was asked, are you calling about the Metro incident? And I said, what Metro incident?
We have news of a Metro derailment now.
Near the Smithsonian Station.
The train did derail in the tunnel under the
plane crash and Metro's first fatal derailment in the same afternoon in January 1982. With 50 years of top news, I'm Neil Augenstein.